Welcome, everybody. We're always trying to break through the BS and bring you the real scoop right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all about real news and great conversation. Join this one, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Been talking about the battle royale that has been stewing and brewing within MAGA. About ostensibly, nominally, about H-1B visas. My thesis, my viewpoint that I offer each and every one of you is that it's never been about that. It's never been about immigration. And the evidence to support my viewpoint, I believe, is overwhelming. The fire hose of lies that are told by the right, depending on who you're talking to and what day the lies will change, but just volume by truckload of lies about immigration. No discussion of actual policy, no willingness to actually get anything done on this. Exhibit A, Donald Trump killing the bipartisan border bill because he wanted to run on this. This, because their brand has become nativist economic populism. There's no nuance. There's no demonstrable knowledge of policy by Donald Trump. We know this because some of his biggest donors abuse themselves the H-1B visa program, pay these folks that they claim are highly technical workers when they're just warehouse workers, below minimum wage wages, exploit the labor. So what is this all about? It's the corruption. Remember that old phrase, it's the economy, stupid? Would have been better to say this, it's the corruption, stupid. Isn't it weird, right? Like Donald Trump wants Elon Musk's money and support and his platform. He wants the information swamp out there. Why? Because the MAGA movement, what used to be the GOP is now the MAGA movement, their stock in trade is lies. Am I saying that Democrats don't lie on occasion? No. But remember the rubric is liar. Each of those letters stands for something. Is it a lie? Yes or no? What is the impact of the lie? What is the acuity of the lie? Excuse me, what is the intention of the lie? What is the acuity of the lie? And what is the result of the lie? When you actually start looking at the quality of the lie, there's just no comparing Democrats and Republicans. They're not Republicans anymore, it's MAGA. So Donald Trump wants Elon Musk's platform and money and support for his causes. Elon Musk wants government contracts to the tune of 15 plus billion a year. He's watched his wealth explode from 25 billion in 2020 to now 428 billion. They want less regulation. They want Donald Trump to punish countries that will not allow the misinformation, the information swamp and cesspool to go out in their country. They actually want to regulate tech. What are we actually talking about here? You notice who's lining up? It's the billionaire class and it's the tech bros. It's the crypto bros. Remember me talking about this? The billionaire bros, the tech bros, the crypto bros. I want less regulation. I want you to punish countries that try to regulate my business. I want you to give me unilateral control over the tools, the technology tools, the information platforms that will allow me to control the next century. And by the way, as I'm doing this, I'm going to exploit American families like yours. I'm going to exploit American children like your kids. I'm going to hook them on social media. I'm going to pump them full of food, things that aren't good for them. And I don't want you to regulate me. That's the bargain. And oh, by the way, the cherry on top of this baloney sundae is I don't want you to tax me. I want you to tax the middle class. That's how I want you to fund government operations. So put in those retaliatory tariffs, punish those foreign companies. Put that effective sales tax on the backs of the middle class and working people in this America while you give the billionaires and the richest of the rich corporations that don't need a single more penny in tax breaks, the biggest tax breaks that this country has ever seen. We have an oligarchy. That is what this is about. And by the way, Donald Trump is, of course, running every conceivable form of grift you can think of. And those that control big media, legacy media, and these information platforms are going to bury those of us who try to bring that information to you. It has always been about the money. Really interesting text from Jill from Madison. Thanks so much, Jill. She says she was an IT manager for the state of Wisconsin. Almost half her staff were from India on H-1B visas. Of course, the state government cannot sponsor visas, so this was through contracts, and those companies charged a premium while paying those people not much at all. A racket of rackets. The what's matter here, but remember, as we're having these policy debates, it's always about the money. Call it a kleptocracy, because that's what it's looking like, y'all. When we come back, we're going to turn the page, have a little fun, talk about resolutions and my commitment to play more this year, which means playing some board games. I'll share my favorites. Want to hear what yours are? Get on those lines. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. News.